Well, South Glory! South Glory! South Glory! Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name. Please may be seated, everybody. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are making progress, right?
Yes, sir.
Soon it will be you. You that turned your face back is you. You. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I want to have three more things to do. Share the word of God. Pray for everybody. Everybody must collect something. Even if today is the only session you attended, you must leave with an impartation, right? Okay. And then we have a baby to dedicate. Praise the Lord. So now I have a conundrum. And this is the issue. The issue is that there are some of you who, what I want to talk about may be a little strange because you've been, not only did you not attend this conference, anything Holy Ghost, you don't know. Are you with me? So, this conference was titled Pneumaticos, concerning spiritual gifts, or what you can call concerning the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? Are we together? So let me start like this. When a person is saved, when a person is born again into the family of God, God gives him the Holy Spirit. Is that a good place to start? Do we all understand that, right? Father, give us understanding in the name of Jesus. Give us understanding in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, help me make your people understand. In Jesus' mighty name. Can you hear me? Over the back, can you hear me? So, when a person is born again, God gives him the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? And now, that Holy Spirit inside him is what really makes him a child of God. John chapter 3. You know why I'm trying to start this way? Because I know that what I want to teach this morning is quench not the spirit. But I am concerned. I want to talk about quenching not the spirit. But what do you do when there are a lot of people who don't even have the spirit? They don't know anything about the spirit. We are talking about spiritual gifts. They are like, what are these guys talking about? How does it concern me? Are you with me? So I'm trying to start from something that you can relate with and see how fast we can go and close in good time. Amen. John chapter 3 from verse 1. The Bible says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, who came to Jesus by night. And said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And in verse 3, Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Are you seeing this? Please, can you read verse 3 with me? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Do you know how serious this is? It means that once a person is not born again, no matter what you explain about the kingdom, he will not get it. He will never get it. He can't see the kingdom of God. It will all be like fairy tales to him. Or maybe a made up fluke to him. What is that? I say, I beg. Cool story. Skit makers. But where God will always clear your doubt. I was there. I was like that. But God cleared my doubt. So cleared my doubt that he made me to a minister. Are you with me? And then he goes on. So now,
When you read verse 3, and it says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You are now wondering, how does a man get born again? And so Nicodemus asked him, sir, are you saying that we are going to enter into the womb of our parents or the womb of my mother again? Look at verse 4. Everybody read with me verse 4. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Verse 5. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, I know that in many circles, people use this verse to say you should be water baptized and spirit baptized. But that's not really what he's talking about here. Are you with me? Because if you look at that verse, it says, except a man be born of water and of. You can see the of is in brackets. If you are using an old King James Bible, it will be italicized to tell you that it was not part of the original rendering. So this is better read like, be born of water, which is the Spirit. Are you with me? He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Oh, so Pastor, what's water doing there? Water is showing you the cleansing work of the Spirit. It's also showing you the kind of ministry that the Holy Ghost will do. When he comes into your life, he will refresh your life. Are you with me? He will cleanse you. And there are many metaphors like that. You see the Holy Ghost referred to as fire. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Are you with me? This one is, except the man be born of water and of the Spirit. Those words were put there to symbolize the ministry of the Spirit. Are you with me? So now, from this verse 5, except a man be born of water and of the
Hallelujah. I wanted to say something. The difference is clear, but we move all the same. Amen?
So, except a man be born of water, which is the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That means the subject of the Holy Spirit is not something that comes after you are born again. It is what makes you born again. Please, are you with me? Let's go back to that verse. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, which is the Spirit, he cannot enter. He cannot enter. That means your encounter with the Holy Spirit does not begin when you speak in tongues. It began the day you got born again. Are you with me? The day you said yes to Jesus, that is the day your walk with the Holy Ghost began. That's the day your walk with the Spirit began. Praise the Lord. And if you doubt if that's what it's saying, look at verse 6. The next verse. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Why didn't he say that which is born of water and of the Spirit is spirit? Because the water is the Spirit. Are you with me? And I'm not saying this to tell you that water baptism is bad. I'm just explaining that scripture to you. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Finally, let's read verse 7. Marvel not, I say unto thee, ye must be born again. If you are in this service today, you must be born again. I am telling you, you must be born again. Then in verse 8, he says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. That means, remember, his communication started with Nicodemus on except a man be born again, right? So that means to be born again is to be born of the Spirit. So he began saying, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God, and ended the discourse by saying, that means to be born again is to be born of the Spirit. Say after me, to be born again is to be born of the Holy Spirit. To be born again is to be a child of the Holy Spirit. Glory. So what really happened? He says, we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. We have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. So the reason why you can cry to God as your Father is because the Holy Spirit has come into your heart as and has made you to believe that God is your Father. He has brought you to the family of God. Are you with me? I'm trying to just bring you up to speed. So are we all together, right? John chapter 1 from verse 11 to 12. He came unto his own and his own received in us. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. So if you believe on him, you have received the power, the right, the access to become a son of God. Are you with me? And then Galatians 4 verse 6 says, and because you are sons, God has sent the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Praise the Lord. Say after me, I'm a son of God. Because I believe in Jesus. If you are here and you have not believed in Jesus, you will believe. Amen. Amen. Jesus died for you to be delivered from the hold of sin. He was buried for you to take away your place in eternal darkness. Are you with me? And resurrected and went to heaven, sat down at the right hand of God, and then sent to his Holy Spirit so that everything he did for you, you can also receive it. Are you with me? So, you were not there when Christ died. You were not there when Christ was buried. You were not there when Christ was resurrected. And right now, you're not even seated in heaven. But because you receive his spirit, all that he has done can be yours now. Do you understand that? So, the spirit of Christ makes you to come into what Christ has done for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, now, with the Holy Spirit inside you, you have heaven there. You have Christ there. You have the work of God inside there. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. And with that said, that Holy Spirit begins to animate the realities of heaven inside you. That Holy Spirit begins to do the work of God inside you. And he does so many things. One of the first things is that he tries to get you to be in tune with a heavenly communication. Ask yourself, what does God really speak? Does God speak French? Does God speak English? Everything you are doing on your iPhone, send it to Nokia 3310 and see what it looks like. He has plus, minus, 1, 2, 3, 4 hash. You can't make any sense of it. But from where it's coming from, it's a real communication. So in the same way, in heaven, God is trying to say something. But when it came into you, you started praying, Brakatala Bandarabash. Are you with me? You believe in it. So imagine trying to trap something that high in the spirit into a human vessel. That's why, you know, interpretation of tongues is not God that needs it, it's us. It's not God that needs interpretation of tongues, it's us that needs it. Praise the Lord. So, that's the first level. But if that Holy Ghost is at work in you, there are other things he wants to do. And those things can be classified as gifts of the Spirit. He wants to reveal the way he sees. The things he's seeing, he wants to see it through you. The things he's hearing, he wants to communicate through you. Are you with me? The facts about the kingdom of God that he wants to communicate in your life, he wants to do it through you. And so, when you are expressing the, you know, I was teaching on the second day. I said when there is a virus in a person, there is a way it manifests. So when the Holy Ghost is in someone, there is a way he wants to manifest. Praise the Lord. And so that's what brought us to the gift of the Spirit. Does that make sense? So I believe we are on the same page. And then we spent a lot of time on activating the gifts of the Spirit and all of that, what to do to ensure that you are flowing with the Holy Ghost and all of that. But there is one more thing we must learn. One more thing we must learn. We must learn how to preserve what the Holy Ghost has begun in us. There are so many people that have powerful encounters. There are so many people that experience powerful things. But it doesn't last. It doesn't last. And there's a reason. Because you see, if you don't set up a structure to ensure that the things of the Spirit continue, they will fade away.
they will fade away in your life. They won't have the same strength. People have met me before and said things like, Pastor, there was a time in my life where I used to have dreams. God will show me things about the future. But I did something, I went somewhere, I misbehaved, I did something, and it stopped. Does things like that happen? Yes. Praise the Lord. And there are two extremes that people have concerning the gift of the Spirit in this regard. So some people allow themselves to go to the extreme of what I call the sovereignty extreme, where they say, you know what? When God wants to move, he will move. If God wants to use me, he will use me. Are you with me? If God wants to speak, he will speak. He doesn't need me. And there is some truth in that. The Bible says that the Spirit manifests his gifts severally as he wills. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 4. That God bearing them witness with gift of the Holy Ghost as he wills. And there are many times where God will do his thing. And he doesn't need your involvement. Are you with me? He's sovereign. He can choose Moses and decide to use his rod as a symbol and say, Moses, I will use your rod and do wonders. That's the sovereignty idea, that God can do what he wants to do, when he wants to do it, how he wants to do it. And sometimes people allow themselves just lay back. It's not about me, it's about God. God, do your thing. But you see, let me tell you a statement that you should never ever forget. Without God, we cannot. Without us, he will not. I will say it again. Without God, we cannot. But without us, he will not. Have you ever seen that part of the Bible in Psalm 115 from verse 16? It says, the heavens are the Lord's. The heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth has he given to the children of men. Do you know what that means? It means God has jurisdiction. Even though he is sovereign, he has sovereignly limited his sovereignty. So for instance, God can be moving and you can decide, I don't want to be part of it. And you will respect your decision. Praise the Lord. The next extreme is the control extreme. So, some people believe that, okay, since I have a part to play, I can control everything. You cannot. You cannot. I can control everything. I can do whatever I want to do. As long as, you know, somebody once said to me, is there anyhow I want to live? Let me just speak in tongues, the anointing will come. So even if I commit fornication today, as long as I can just stand up and speak in tongues. He was saying it. I felt like saying, you are giving me Samson vibes. Samson said, I will wake up and shake myself as other times. That's Judges 16 verse 20. And that tells us actually that Samson knew that he had a part to play. Even though God anointed Samson and put the anointing on his head, Samson knew that if I want to get this anointing to work, I have to shake myself. Are you with me? So there has to be a cooperation between the hand of God and the will of men. I want to ask you a question. When, in Acts chapter 12, when Peter was arrested, James was arrested, God was God though, James was killed. Why didn't God do anything? Why did God wait for them to pray? And as they were praying, that was when Peter was released. Why did God wait? It's just like imagine I come to church and I ask, let's assume this, come and take it. Let's assume it's there. Imagine I come to church. I just come to church and I meet. Let me look for someone that today is your first time. If today is your first time and you'll be raising your hand.
Okay. Imagine I come to church and I say, hey, stand up. Stand up, stand up. Why is that poop is there? How did you let that poop be there? What will you answer me?
I don't know.
I am asking you a question. Why is that poop is there, sir? Eh? How can you let that poop be there?
Protocol.
Please be seated. He'll be like, okay. How is that my business? He may also say, did you tell me? Did you ask me to move it? That's the same way we act towards God. We just come and say, oh God, why are you not moving? Did you ask me to move? You know, have you ever heard people say things like, if there's a God, why is there evil? I want to ask you. If you're on your street, why is your street dirty? Why? You need to understand that, listen, God has given the earth to men. That is why even for God to interfere with us, he has to become a man. Oh, you don't understand what I just said. He cannot just stretch for, you think he cannot just look at Adam and say, like I used to say those days, Adam, you know what? I know you have sinned. No chop apple again, eh? It's done. Your sins are gone. Everything is fine, eh? The earth has he given to men. The earth has he given to men. Can you put that scripture on the screen? The earth has he given to men. If men don't engage God, they will not see God. Are you with me? If men don't yield to God, they will not see God. If men don't drag God in, they will not see God. Are you with me? Once in a while, he may sovereignly do something to tell you, I'm still here. He may step in and say, hello, I'm here. Can you see me? That's why even when you're not serious with God, you still have a dream. God is trying to tell you, I'm here. I'm still around. You can call on me. That's why you see someone who is a chronic adulterer or fornicator. You just pray a small prayer. God will show up for him. You're like, ah, but I'm a sinner. God's trying to tell you, even in your sin, I'm still here for you. When you are ready, I can draw you closer. I'm still here for you. Are you with me? I heard one funny testimony. Thank God the guy had repented. He said when he was an armed robber, he went to steal somewhere. As him and his crew, as they were about to break into the place, they heard police. And the policeman was coming. They now kneeled and said, God, please rescue us. We'll serve you. What kind of prayer is that? Say, God, please rescue us. We'll save you. And God did. And now he's serving God. But sometimes, the mercy of God can be painful. See, wait, this guy just, see, God, forgive me, and that's it. No, if I'm God, and I've seen you done many bad things, and you come, when you say, you have repented now, I say, confess, bring your God. I've forgiven you, but no, I need to treat you first. You are a very bad boy. You know, you are a very, very bad. I need to deal with you first. But he's merciful and kind. Amen. So you have to engage God. See, you have to engage him. Without God, we cannot. But without us, he will not. He will wait. And if you want to wait for 100 years, he will wait for you. You are the one losing time. He does not lose time. Are you with me? You can position yourself in a way that you are ready for the move. You can position yourself. Remember John chapter 5. The angel will come at a certain time and stir the water. Anybody that steps into it will be made whole. But For you to be there when the water is being stirred, it means you are watching. Are you with me? Oh, I'm preaching like people already know the whole Bible. John chapter 5. For an angel went down at a certain season to the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Your victory will start until you begin to realize, or your victory will not start until you begin to realize that God is all you need to have everything. I want to ask you, do you believe there is a God? Do you believe that God can change your life? Do you believe that if you give him a little attention, he can turn everything around? Then why are you not giving him? It's the devil's trick. So you wake up in the morning and because you feel all right, you think you're all right. No, pray. Oh. No, why didn't you leave your room without bathing? This year, I can bet that there's some of you are baited every day. At least most of you are baited every day. Somebody say, there are people that don't bait. Oh. My Jesus. Have you seen odor? Jesus. Odor that closes doors. Hey. My God. People that don't bait. If you don't bait for 3 days, how do you feel? But guess what? There are people, they don't bathe spiritually. They are in the spirit, they are stinking. They go for days, weeks, months. No prayer, no worship, nothing. I wonder why the devil has an annex, an extension close to their house. Years ago, someone met me and said, Pastor, I'm struggling with pornography. I'm struggling with this addiction. Pastor is so strong. When it comes on me like this, I can't let go. I said, okay, see what you do. Come and stay with me. Somebody said, This guy stayed with me 1 month. After 1 month, I asked him, are you still addicted? He said, it's true. I've left that, you know. He did not know when he stopped being addicted. Because you wake up in the morning, there's something that our pastor David say, I had a dream. I sense God is up to something. Let's pray. By the time you pray 1 hour, you too, you start sensing, Pastor, as I was praying, I said. Then when I finished praying, everywhere I stay, there must be a keyboard. I say, please, I'm feeling, we need to worship. We need some ventilation in the spirit. We worship, we cry, worship and cry. Then you feel like that kind of worship that cleanses you. You feel like they washed you with eye salve, with spiritual hypo. Then after that kind of worship, how are you doing? I said, I'm fine. Praise God. Can you imagine? Think about your life. Before you put your makeup, you wake up in the morning, pray in tongues for 2 hours. Then you go out, still looking. You are looking fresh, but if they touch you, they will collect. Tell your neighbor, quench not the spirit. Quench not the spirit. So, number one, have a prayer time. Have a plan to read your Bible. Take it serious. Write it down. Number three, be careful of the kind of company you keep. Or your friends. Or the only thing they can do is to gather you in a pepper soup bar. You're eating pepper soup and drinking beer. My brother, this country, eh? Tinubu wants to kill us. This country. All the glory you have received, you don't know. You say, they are giving you Southern Brown. And they say, I don't take that. I take more. They will not know when they will shift it. You have nobody that can stir you up. You are in problem. Nobody. You have a group of friends. All they talk about is how they will time that girl and do something. Say, see that babe. You don't chop him. those kind of nonsense talk. How do you think you advance spiritually? After that kind of glory, by the time they say that one, you just, you start seeing what you're not supposed to see.
I may not always preach like this, but I'm trying to be down to earth. Are you with me? And let me tell you something. I'm not saying this because God is difficult. I'm saying it because God loves you. See, you think you are having fun or having a great life in the world? Come and join us in Christ. Oh. I know that some people have painted Christianity as one of the hardest things, so difficult. If you miss one line, one thing, make one small mistake, God is with Cain. Say, do them now. Just try it. Just try it. Come and join us. You will see that his ways is past finding out. He will open doors. You will see your life, victory upon victory, blessings upon blessings. Are you with me? Glory upon glory. Do you know what joy is? Do you know what it means to be fulfilled? If you have, some people have never experienced it before. When the glory of God gives a man joy. Things are tough, but you are still full of joy. The Bible says, joy unspeakable, full of glory. Are you with me? People were close to me. Eh? Somebody came here and said, ah, Pastor, you enjoy you. He came to this premises one day, we were walking. He said, Pastor, you are enjoying you. See, you are just enjoying, chopping, collecting money. I said, hey, is that easy? Come and join me. When you stay around me for 1 week, 2 weeks, you know that we fight battles. Eh? I fight battles every day. It is unbelievable. If I tell you the kind of battles I have to fight every blessed day. In fact, we eat battles for breakfast. We eat battles for lunch. We eat battles for dinner. When they call you 3 a.m., Pastor, my son wants to die. Epilepsy is coming out from his mouth. You start praying. And like Job, while you are praying for this one, they will bring another one. There was one morning, I woke up and said, God, Satan, you are working hard, though. Like, I'm battling this matter like this. I'm praying about something. They come, the pastor, the billboard you put, somebody came and stole the old banner. While they were calling me, say, you have one of your daughters, as she was driving. One trailer came and hit her car. I said, Pastors that want to have big church, as the church is growing, you know the work is growing. You know that. Oh, you don't know? So I started prayer. Rakapa, lakapa, ratakapa. They called me, Pastor, don't bother about the banner. Police arrested the person that stole it. That one, that the person that hit him, I said, okay, he will settle with this amount of money. Like that. You begin to see victory upon victory. You begin to know that in the name of Jesus, you can command victory. You can stay in your room like this and be shaking the world. Are you with me? Tell your neighbor, quench not the spirit. Tell your neighbor, quench not the spirit. Praise the Lord. Also, as you begin to build. So I mentioned the word of God. I mentioned prayer, right? I mentioned the right company, right? Also, as you begin to build, don't get satisfied too early. Learn how to go deeper. Ezekiel 41 from verse 1 to 5. Or 1 to... Okay, 1 to 5. Ezekiel 47 from verse 1 to 5. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. The Bible says, afterward, he brought me again onto the door of the house. And behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the waterfront of the house stood towards the east. And the waters came out from under the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Verse 2. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the outer gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. Verse 3. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. And the waters were to the ankles. Say after me, ankles. Verse 4. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the loins. So are you seeing ankles? Say after me, ankles. Okay, ankles is here, right? Then knees, and then loins. Then verse 5. Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were rising, waters to swimming, a river that could not be passed over. That's a prophetic picture of different levels in your walk with God. There is a level where you have started your journey, but it is still at the ankle level. There is water, but you can still be doing your own thing. You can still move, be doing your own thing. After a while, it comes to your knees. It's as if God wants to now take over your life. God wants to enter what you do. He's affecting your knee. You cannot just move anyhow. You have to follow the leading of the Spirit. Are you with me? God is trying to control you. And then the waters rise again to your loins. Now it's like, God, you want to take all of me? Yes. It's not you that sang John Legend. All of me. All of you. Let God take all of you. Only legends will know. And then it became a river. You are now swimming in the current of God. There are many of you in your Christian life. You have still been on ankle level. You are a Christian. You pray. You love the things of God, but you don't want to go too deep. You are a believer, but you still have side chick while your wife is there. Huh? You speak in tongues, but you still have sugar daddy. You finish singing, Oluwa to sing. This Jesus that I have is enough for me. Is enough for you. Jesus is enough for you. But you still believe that without that sugar daddy, your life will not have sugar. It's a lie. Let me tell you something. That challenge you are facing, sometimes God is allowing it so that your muscles in the things of God will become strong. Oh. See, you will not know what it is to flow in power until you have encountered things that require power. Have you been in the kind of shoes I've been in? I was an oil and gas engineer. God told me, resign. Go and be a full-time pastor. From earning in hundreds of thousands, I will wake up in the morning, I will check back to this place. I will see 50 naira. I will check here, I will see 100 naira. Hey, I will open Bible. Makata, Rata, Father, in the name of Jesus, if you can touch men. So, I knew that if I go and beg, they'll say, now we send you. If I go and say, please, help my life. I won't die. Hunger wants to finish. Are we the one that told you to go and resign? Oh, Baba, go to your job. But God said, this is what I should do. Okay, now I'm going to stand on what God has said. It's been 6 years I've been walking on water. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. So tell your neighbor, go deeper. Push yourself more in the Lord. So you are a Christian. You love Jesus. But when they talk about speaking in tongues, they're like, this tongues thing. It's tongues for everybody. I think they say it's a gift. Speaking in tongues is not a gift. It's a gift now. So that's not my own gift. Me, my own gift. When I dream, I used to see something. That's my own gift. pastor know how to find trouble, eh? And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Jesus said everybody that believes will speak in new tongues. Everybody. Everybody that believes will cast out devils.
So you should have benchmarks in your walk with God. Okay, I've been a Christian for this year, so and so years. Have I cast out the devil before? Have I spoken in tongues? Okay, I've started speaking in tongues. How often do I pray in tongues? In fact, you should pray in tongues every day. Leviticus 6 verse 12 says the fire on the altar must not go out. It must be burning every day. Every day you read your Bible. Every day you pray in the spirit. Are you with me? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So then you start going further. Okay. I've seen this one. Let me tell you something. You will keep doing this as you advance in your work with God. For instance, there are things that those of you who are in this, who have been around in this ministry, you know there are some things that right now we have entered a new dimension in it. This is your growth in the kingdom. The way I cast out devils now is not the way I used to cast out devils 10 years ago. I remember 2008, 2009, 2010, when they bring somebody that is under a demonic spirit, we'll push it. Say, today, it's me against you. In the name of Jesus, you will go. They will say, I will not go. You will go. I remember those days. 4 hours when one person, out. Leave her alone. We will not leave her alone. Who are you? How they? Now. There was a day in Lagos church, a lady came and met me. The devil is wicked, though. A lady came and met me and said, it happens every week. She will hear a strange voice call her name. Like, it will call her name clearly. It's as though there is somebody. She will turn to respond to the person. Once she responds, blood starts coming out from her mouth. Like, physically, blood will start pouring out of her mouth. And she will fall on the floor and start shaking. And so it has embarrassed her in many places. In the office, she will be at work. Maybe doing something in the office. She will hear that name like that and fall. They will rush her out. She would... Just imagine she's on a date. The guy that wants to marry her. They are trying to buy food. She hears that thing, falls. Somebody's laughing. Just imagine. When she told me, I was tired in that service. I was so tired. So I took a seat and sat down. I said, you spirit, are you hearing me now? Out! Immediately, she fell. And that strange being, and, you know, her voice changed. You know the way the demons are? A girl, they're talking like a man. So why did you bring me here now? Why did you bring me here now? 5 minutes, she was free. It has never happened again. Are you with me? And today, you will receive your own deliverance. It may not be a demonic issue. It may be a healing issue. You receive your healing. It may be a financial issue. You receive your finance. It may be an open door issue. You receive your open doors. But tell your neighbor, go deeper. Have benchmarks in your walk with God. Say, okay, now, I should know this. At this stage, I should be this. I should have known more about this. I should not just be playing on this base level. I should get better. I should get better in purity. There are some things you may have been struggling with years ago. Now, you should no longer struggle. I have passed this phase. Amen. As you grow, God will begin to enter your finances. You are comfortable, but God wants to promote you. He will start training. I thought you would say amen. Yeah. That girl just collected it sharp. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to pray. And I'm trusting God for two things as we pray. Number one, if you are here and you are born again, but you have not just started speaking in tongues, today you will pray in tongues. Number two, if there's anything you are trusting God for, please, are with our prayer requests. Where with our prayer requests, right? Thank you, Jesus. Also, when you are trying to build a structure for the things of God to have full expression in your life, You don't do it psychedelically. You don't do it carefully. You do it with all your heart. Have you seen that verse of the Bible that says, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart? Have you seen that before? There is something that putting your all does. Let me tell you something. If you know, if you put the all of your heart into anything, you become outstanding in that thing. You know, right? There have been things in your life that looked so difficult. As you gave it your all, everything changed. Oh, I remember a course in the university, Strength of Materials. I remember. Somebody's laughing. Strength of Materials. When we first began the course, I was like, what is this? The more you look, the less you see. The more the man is teaching, the more confused you become. So one day I go angry. I just go angry. I say, you know what? You see this course? I will know you. I go into the library. Morning till night, I and Arusi Hibla entered one trouser. I say, oh, you strength of materials, you will see my strength right now. On this material. I read that thing. At a point towards evening, I was like, oh, it was as if there was a code that opened up. Oh, I see. This is what is causing the confusion. And I packed the book and went. The next day, I came again. A night to the exam, when everybody was reading, I just went as a proud individual that God has delivered from pride. I said, how is it going? See, I just got to meet somebody. God, how is this strength of materials going? Say, sir. Say, David. There was no sir there. It was Devo. Vovo. This thing is confusing. I said, wow, really? Wow. I asked another person, how is it going? Have you read this side? Say, David, you know they read. I said, well, I won't break my head. I'll try read. God has helped us so. That's why when your children are in school, they should not be playing with everybody. Those that are playing around the exam period, they may slice like this. I slept because if you break me like this, you will see him blindside. You know when they say answer, out of 6 questions, answer 4. You answer 5 and cancel 1. In the same way, in your walk with God, you have to take it hook, line, sinker. When you want to build your prayer life, when you want to raise an altar that will shake the kingdom of darkness, that will get the attention of God, you don't wake up and do like this. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. I know you came from heaven above. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Do you know the next song now? I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. No, it doesn't work like that. You wake up and say, hey! Rekabelete! People were like, what's happening? That's how you shut down your soul. Many of you, has it ever happened to you before where you were praying and all of a sudden you stopped praying and started thinking? You're thinking, what's my life about? Do I even have a future, self? Why do I always struggle? You know what is happening? Satan is playing on your emotions. So you must overrun your emotions if you be a spiritual man. You just start thinking. Why is it that time that you are praying, you just want to start thinking about your life? I want to just think. I want to just meditate about my life now. Where am I even going to? You have been going somewhere since. Why do you think about this since? Oh, it used to do me. Ah, even after years in the kingdom, I will pray. Is God even hearing me? Hey, didn't he hear you before? All the prayers you have been praying for and you have answers. Why is the devil making you that to feel that he's not hearing you now? Come on, stop that. So you stand up. Ye kapalata. Hey, ya. People will say, you too do, eh? The devil, you know to do. Only you devil, you the key, they steal, destroy, LGBTQ, pornography, drug abuse. Only you, abortion, everything. You know to do too. Only you. Ah. Devil, you too do too. Then by the time you begin to pray like that, you begin to receive a surge in your spirit. Barasata kapa. Kepelete telia. Oh, pastor, I cannot speak in tongues yet. We are taking a song. We will rise in your name, Adonai. You reign on high. You reign on high. After a while, you raise your hand. You bring it down. You raise your hand again. You bring it down. You know what you are doing? The Holy Ghost is saying, ah, we have energy. I can feel his energy. Well, are you with me? And then he will begin to say, angels, let's go and encamp around that guy. You know, I said something on Friday. If you really want to have the Shekinah glory, you really want to walk in grace. I've done things like this before. Finished morning devotion, went to visit a friend, sat on his bed. He looked at me like this. I said, sir, what happened? He was like a senior. I sat down again. He looked at me like that. Said, David, I don't know. You sat by me. I felt electricity come out of you. Entered my bed. You stood up. He left me. You sat again. He came. A time will come when somebody wants to kidnap you. They will think twice. I cannot forget when we were still in Port Harcourt. Church was still starting then. So those days, I used to do a lot of dry fast. Like 3 days, 4 days, no food, no water. So one of those days, in the height of the fasting, no cash, so I was trekking. Height of fasting, makata kapalata. Trekking on the road. I saw two people talking and I passed them and walked away. The guy ran back to me and said, ah, thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving me. I said, what happened? He said, those people that you saw around me, they were obtaining from me. I'm like, what do you mean? He said he entered the taxi. He doesn't know what they said. But it's like somebody touched him and he lost his mind. They were telling him, go and bring all your gold. Your brother has gold. Your parents have this. Go to the house. And he just saw himself saying, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Inside him, he's like, what am I doing what I'm doing? But outwardly, he's saying, yes, sir. He doesn't know why he doesn't have the ability to repel. Are you with me? He didn't have the ability to reject the influence on him. But he was like, when I passed him, something left me and entered him. Then he shook himself. He's like, who is that guy? You do that after a while, your environment is carrying a glory, is carrying grace. It pays to serve God, though. Godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life that now is and that which is to come. Jump on your feet.